The Gemara Masechim and Daf Dalam and Aleph quotes a brisa that tells us that Hakol Nemanim Al Biur Chametz, that everyone has Nemanus Afilu Nashim Avadim Uktanim. The Gemara asks, how can that be? Isn't the need for Biur Chametz a Din D'Oraisa? And the Gemara answers in Masechim and Daf Dalam and Beis that no, that Hemnu Rabbanan Bid Rabbanan, that this is only a need to Rabbanan, and therefore they have Nemanus. Why is that true? Because the Gemara says, after all, Vedikas Chametz is only a din derabanan, because Midaraisa bebitul ba'al masagi. Midaraisa bitul is sufficient. The need for Vedika is only a din derabanan. Tosos comments in the very beginning of Pesachim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that even though there are many examples of Machalos Asuros, but nonetheless here the Chachamim were especially concerned because Shema Yavli De'achila. After all, lo bedili inishminei, people are used to eating chametz all year long, and therefore, if you're going to have it in your house, even though midaraisa bitul is done, you may come to eat, and therefore it's necessary to see to it that you do a bedika as well. We've mentioned in the past that the Ran and Daf Aleph Maralef Nadapi Harif quotes the Sol Shakla Vatari of Tosus, why is there a need for a bedika in level of Drabanan? And then the Ran adds the crucial line that Vuhu Hadinami, that's why the Torah forbids Balyaram Bayimatsay. Why is there Nisr Balyaram Bayimatsay specifically here and not when it comes to other areas of Machalos Asuros? Because after all, the Ran writes that Shema Yavli De'achila. We've discussed in the past at length the great Kiddush of the Ran. The Dika is only a Din Rabbanan. That is simply a Siyag, a Gzera, because of Shema Yavah. The Ran adds the great Kiddush that this is also true of Balyaram Bayimatsay, that even possession of Chametz, which is Nisr Daraisa, is an example of a Siyag, Shema Yavli De'achila. We've mentioned that Rav Yosef Engel discusses in Lekach Tov Simen Ches many different examples, 15 cases of a Siyag Daraisa. This is a prime example of a Siyag Daraisa of Shema Yavli De'achila, that the Torah forbids Balyaram Bayimatsay. So the Gemara writes that Midaraisa Bitul is considered to be sufficient, the need for Bdika is only a Din D'Rabbanan. How do we know that this is true? That Midaraisa Bitul Ba'amasagin, this is a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosos. Rashi writes in Psachim and Avdalt Mabeis, in the Ramascha Bebitul Ba'alma, and this is the Poshav Shat and the Targum on the Posuk as well, Rashi comments to Siv Tashvisu, Velok Siv Tevaru. That's what the word Tashvisu means. The Torah does not say that one is obligated to destroy the Chametz, Tevaru, but rather the Posuk says Tashvisu. And Rashi comments, Vashbasa Delev, Hi Hashbasa. Hashbasa means just simply Bitul Ba'alma. A very important chiddush, according to Rashi Shita, and as mentioned, that's how Targum translates the pasuk Ach Biyom Rishon Tashvisum Tevatlum. This is also the Shita Sarambam, that when one engages in bitul chametz, one is fulfilling the mitzvah daraisa of Tashvisum. And Tosus disagrees. Tosus Himsachim Daf Dalv Mabeis Deremaskam Midaraisa writes that this is not true. That the pshat in the pasuk of Tashvisu Sermivatecha means destruction of chametz. After all, the machlokis Rabbi Yidin the Chachamim, Rabbi Kiva follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't bir chametz, elabis reifa. The detail, the machlokis Rabbi Yidin the Chachamim, how bir chametz is done. Is it hashvasa b'chol davar, or is it dafka sreifa? So you see that the din darais of bir requires that you have to destroy the chepsa shal chametz. So how can the Gemara say that midaraisa bitul ba masagi? It also says that is not the fulfillment of the pasuk at all. And Tosus raises the following kasha that you have on Rashi. Number one is that you see Deis and Tanaim Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Kiva that you require to destroy the Chametz Ayidei Sreifa. So you see that Bitul is insufficient. And number two, when is the Zman of Tashbisu? The Torah says that Ach Biyom Rishon Tashbisu. So the Gemara comments Ach means that you divide the day into two parts, meaning that the Zman HaMitzvah is Mishay Shos Ulamalu. So if one will ask you, what is the Zman of Bir Chametz of Tashbisu? Midaraisa is b'chatzos hayom. Are you capable of destroying your Chametz at chatzos hayom? Absolutely. Are you capable of doing an act of bitul mechatzos hayom? It also says, certainly not. No? After all, at that point in time, Yishei Shos Lamala, the Chametz is already Nesar, and Tosa says that, lo mahani bitul. So how can you argue that midaraisa bitul b'amasagi, because that's pshat in the pasuk, tashbisu? When is the mitzvah chal? Chatzos hayom. Chatzos hayom, it's too late to engage in any act of bitul. Good. So Tosa says, if that's true, how can the Gemara comment midaraisa bittul bar masagi? So Tosa writes the following chiddush: it is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah tashbisu, but rather it is midin hefker. The Gemara writes later in Pesachim and Daf Hei Beis that shelcha iya toroah, aval atorah shelachim v'shel gavoah. One is only obligated to destroy chametz that he owns. If a person does not own the chametz, there is no chiyuv biur, and therefore midaraisa bittul b'masagi is not a kiyum of the mitzvah tashbisu, but simply you circumvent the need for biur. You see to it that now you are chametz free from any chametz. You don't possess any chametz, and in such a case, enochinami, it works mitam hefker. Tosus immediately is bothered that the Gemara Nidarim writes and daf mem heim and aleph that hefker requires shlosha. A person cannot simply be mafker something beino ben atzmo, and lechora that's not true regarding bir chametz, that after all, bittul has to be done b'fnei shlosha. So Tosus writes, enochinami, it's true that hefker is b'fnei shlosha, but that's only a din d'rabbanan. Midaraisa ein sarich. Midaraisa, there's no need for anyone else in order to engage in hefker, and that's why midaraisa bebitol ba'masagi. If you look, for example, in the other Rishonim, they have different terutzim to this kashya of Tosus. The sugi nedarim and daf mem hei. The shita kabetzis writes in Bav Metzia and daf lamed amud beis, the name of the Tosus Shans, that here anan sahade, the need that hefker is bifnei shlosha is in order to ensure that the hefker is real. However, here on Ansahade, it can be made that the person sincerely is interested in doing this act of hefker because this is how he is avoiding Vairam by Matzeh. Or if you look, for example, in Hagos Maimonos, Nachos Chamitza Matzah, in Perak Beis, Halacha Beis, Hagos Maimonos writes that Halacha Nidarim, that hefker requires Shlosha, is in order Shetei Echad Zoche Bishnam Meidim. What's going to happen after a person is mafker something? So one person will be toface, and there'll be two others who are present in order to be made that the violin were mafker, and he now was kone. Hagos Maimonos writes that certainly is not going to happen when it comes to chametz. I'm not being mafker in order that someone else should be zoche, and therefore there's no halacha that hefker requires shloshim. So that's a fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosus, whether midaraisa bittul b'masagi means that the mitzvah is fulfilled ayde bittul, or does it mean that no, you're avoiding, you're circumventing any need for tashbisu simply through the vehicle of hefker. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tes writes that there is a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosus regarding the nature of tashbisu. If you look in Chedushei Ramban, here in the Sukkah and Daf Daled, the Chedushei Ramban writes that kasha of Tosus. But how can Rashi say that midaraisa bitul b'masagi means it's a kiyum in tashbisu? What do you mean? The Torah says to do it at chatzos, and at chatzos there's no longer a possibility of bitul. No? So the Ramban writes, what's the simple teretz of Tosus is kasha? When the Torah says ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, the Torah does not mean to do so at chatzos, it means to do so by chatzos. No? That's what Rashi would understand. It means that sometime prior to chatzos, one is obligated to do an act of bittul. And Tosus assumes that no, that the halacha of ach b'yom harishon tashvisu means precisely at chatzos and not a moment before. So Tosus writes it's impossible. You can't do it before and you can't do it at chatzos. So therefore, how can you argue that tashvisu means tevatlum? And the Ramban writes that's not what the Torah means, that at chatzos the mitzvah must be done, but rather it means that the act of bittul must take place prior to chatzos, by chatzos. So Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tes, what is this machlokas between Rashi and Tosus? So he suggests the following chiddush. We've discussed in the past that if the Torah formulates something in the positive, it can be a kiyum essay, it can be an iser essay, and sometimes you can have two different elements to that same tzibur. We've just discussed in the recent weeks the fact that the Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula. The Chiddush, the Ramban, it's an Isser Esei, as well as a Kiyum Esei. Besula Yikach means an Isser Esei to marry a Be'ula, but also a Kiyum Esei, that the Kohen Gadol must marry a besula. Right? We've discussed obligations of Bris Mila, for example, requires a separate shir, but perhaps there are two halachos of Bris Mila. Not just a Kiyum Esei, but there's also an Isser Esei to remain in Orel. And the Chiv Karis is not Novea from the Kiyum Esei, but rather from the Isser Esei. Perhaps the same thing is true when it comes to Karban Pesach. Whenever you have an instance that you're chayiv kares for an essay, what does that mean? The Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayis, in the Maseches Makos, in the very beginning of the third parak, that whenever there is an onish of misa or kares, it means that there is an azhara, there is an iser. It's an obvious kasha. So what do you do with cases like mila, or what do you do with cases like karav pesach? Perhaps the answer is the following. You see then that this is not just simply a kiyum essay, but rather there's an element of an iser essay to fail to offer karav pesach or to remain in arel, and therefore that chiyuv kares emanates from the iser aspect, not just something from the kiyum essay. There are many nafkaminas la'alacha and bismil and elsewhere between the kiyum essay as opposed to the iser essay. When the Torah tells you ach b'yom harom tashvisim, is that the kiyum essay? Is that an iser essay? Are there two elements? So mechassina cries that he thinks that the chora this should be the machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. Tosus that assumes that tashvisu can only be fulfilled at chatzos and not a moment earlier. Tosus apparently is assuming that tashbisu is considered to be a kiyum essay. And therefore, just like every kiyum essay, if there is a zman kotsu, where the Torah says the mitzvah essay must be fulfilled, you cannot do it any earlier. You cannot be no to lulav and esrog before the zman. You can't eat matzah before the zman. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah's biur before the zman. And this zman is mechatzos ve'elef. If one will do it prior to the zman, of course, it's not considered to be a kiyum mitzvah at all. And what is Rashi Shita? When Chassidina cries that Rashi Shita is that, no, that this is an Isser essay. The Torah is telling you that you have to rid your house of Chametz. If you fail to do so, you will violate this Isser by Yirah, by Matzeh, and you'll be Mevatel, this essay of Tashmisu. So as long as you see to it that the house is free of Chametz, when the Zman arrives, then, Enochinami, you have avoided violating the essay of Tashmisu. That's what the Minchas Chinuch writes, and he writes that l'chor there should be many nafkaminas la'alacha, whether Tashbisu is a kiyum essay, whether Tashbisu is an iser essay. His first nafkamina, this Rashi and Tosos, whether one can do it before Chatzos. No, that's exactly the Chiddush the Ramban, that according to Rashi it is prior to Chatzos, not at Chatzos, unlike the Shita Tosos. Or, for example, the Chiddush that the Mordechai writes, is there a need for a person specifically to acquire Chametz in order to do the mitzvah's biur? If you assume that it's a kiyum essay, so in such a case, if a person does not have any chametz, it would be necessary to go in to secure chametz in order to see to it that you fill the mitzvah's tashbisu. If tashbisu simply is a reformulation, blashon essay, that a person is not allowed to possess chametz bepesach or an erev pesach mechatzos va'elech, so in such a case, one who does not have any chametz, good. He is in fulfillment of this iser essay of tashbisu. When Chassidina comments, according to Tosfos, it's a great chiddush. Even on midaraisa, that is the zman of biur, the chachamim did not want us to wait until then, but rather they pushed forward the zman of tashbisu. Good. What was that doing? According to Rashi, that's a chumrah. Good? See to it that you're free of chametz, not at chatzos, but rather even earlier. Good? Sachumra drabana. According to Tosus, then a great difficulty. No, l'chor, this is an example of an akiras davar min haTorah. If the mitzvah can only be fulfilled at chatzos, and the Chachamim said that no, we don't want you to wait at that point, you must do it earlier, but Tosus assumes that that's not considered to be the kiyum haMitzvah. That means because of the concerns of Toa B'yom HaMa'unan and the like, the Chachamim now have made it impossible to fulfill the mitzvah Tashbisu. That's a very, very great Kiddush. And Chassidus discusses this in the context of the Taz, where the Taz writes that if you have something which is an Akiras Dover Min HaTorah, it cannot be categorical. No? The Chachamim didn't uproot the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. They could have, no. There's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan on Shabbos Yontif of Kli Shiur. The Chachamim could have said, never blow shofar. No, the Taz writes that they can't do. How can they categorically uproot a Din D'Oraisa? They can tell you sometimes yes and sometimes no. When Rosh Hashanah Shachalios B'Shabbos, then do not do so. They haven't uprooted the mitzvah. In most circumstances, the mitzvah will be fulfilled. But the Taz writes the Chiddush that that cannot be done categorically. Minchas Chinuch's understanding of the Shita Tosfos is unbelievable. Right? And that is that the Chachamim tell us that you can never adequately fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. If a davka requires Chatzos, and the Chachamim don't allow us to wait until Chatzos. Now, according to Rashi, it's just considered to be, it's just a Chumra Ba'alma. Or the Minchas Chinuch writes, let's assume, for example, A person goes there and, right, does the act of biur on your chametz. Is that considered to be chotef mitzvah for the nafkamina minchas chinam? And choshe mishpat and shin pei beis, that's a sin of chotef mitzvah. If I steal your mitzvah, I'm obligated to pay you a knas of asara zehulim. That's like minchas chinos, one of the most common nafkaminas that he has. Now, you have to be magdir what the mitzvah is, and then, right, is that considered to be a chotef mitzvah? What is the chiyuv of bris milah on the av? What is the chiyuv on bezin? What's the chiyuv on the son that we discussed? My nafkamina, minchas chinos, chotef mitzvah. Now, the child now becomes bar mitzvah. We just discussed last week. No? And all of a sudden now someone else does the bris milah. Right? Is he stealing a mitzvah from the Avro? Do we assume now that the chova sa'av and bris milah is paka at some point in time? No? Perhaps when the child becomes a gadol. So, minchas chinos Christ, that should be an afkamina. According to Tosfos, it's a kiyum essay. If someone be mevar my chametz, so therefore, he is taking away my mitzvah. However, according to Rashi, that the chiyuv is simply to ensure that you don't have a chametz in your rishus, so if someone will go ahead and destroy your chametz, he's not being chotef mitzvah at all. You are fulfilling the requirement of ach b'yom harishon tashbisa, because the chametz is mushbas min habayis. Good. Or minchas chinuch discusses, are women obligated in the essay of tashbisa? After all, should this be called the mitzvah sasei shazman grama? If it's a kiyum essay, then one can discuss that. If, however, it's an iser essay, the Torah is just simply saying that you're not allowed to have chametz in your rishus. So we've discussed in the past many achronim that assume that even if you have an essay shazman grama, but if it's an iser essay, noshimar mechuyavos. That's what Rabbi Kiveger discusses in the very first tshuva. No? That tshuva we discussed many times. Whether women are obligated in Sudas Shabbos, and Sudas Yantif, and Kiddush and Shabbos, and Kiddush and Yantif. So part of the tshuva Rabbi Kiveger discusses, what about the Isser essay in Yantif of Shabbosom? To be Shoves min HaMalacha. That's an essay. It certainly is Zman Grama. There's no Gemara Mefureshes that said women are obligated. But an Isser essay, you're obligated to sit back, b'shev altas, and refrain from doing malacha. Rabbi Kiveger assumes as a little poshut that women are obligated in the iser essay of Shavasan. He once discussed it's machlokes Tosus and Aran and Kedushin Adav Lamed Dalav Aleph. Tosus assumes a very, very great chiddush that women are exempt from the essay of Shavasan. Unbelievable chiddush. And that's Tosus Hashem. The essay of Shavasan is a Zman Grama. And therefore, Tosus asks his unbelievable kasha that every time the Gemara says that you can't apply essay to Chalosa, say to Yantiv. Because Yantif is a lav and an assay, and ain't assay to chalos assay to assay, the second Shabbos and Afaf Dalit. Tosa says, good, so men can't do it. But Tosa asks his Akasha, women should be able to do it. Because women are bechlau the mitzvah assay, and chilo Yantif for women is only a lav and not an assay. Why not assume assay to chalos assay? Unbelievable, Tosa's is chiddish. The Ran says, the whole assumption of Tosa is not right. Mechatesi that women are exempt from the assay to Shabbosom. That's Rabbi Kiveger writes in the first tshuva, Isser essay, right? That women are certainly obligated. We discussed yesterday, no? Summa patra mena mitzvos. If there's a difference in a lav and an essay, what about the halacha of Isser essay? That's Rabbi Kiveger in Yerodei and Siman Aleph. That even if you sound like Rabbi Yehuda, summa patra mena mitzvos. So he's exempt from certain mitzvos essay, but he's obligated in an Isser essay. Now, the Minchas Chinuch writes, this could be nafkamin as well, as whether Tashbisu is a kiyum essay, or whether it is in fact an iser essay. And furthermore, Minchas Chinuch writes, the sugi of mitzvah srichas kavana, for example, mitzvah srichas kavana, Rosh Hashanah Chavches, is regarding a kiyum essay. No? One who is makayim and mitzvah essay, kavana sagavra is necessary, either lechatchila, leikuva, an iser essay. If the Torah says you have to make sure that you don't have any chametz in your rishus, so a person does that, but he doesn't have in mind specifically that there's a mitzvah to say of tashbisu. And Minchas Chinuch writes that according to Rashi, that's right, not necessary. Now it's an iser essay to possess chametz during that particular time. And Minchas Chinuch has one other very important comment that he writes. This is a machlokas Rashi and Tosus. This is not the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to whether biur chametz is bedafka b'sreifa or whether hashvasa is b'chol davar. No? This has nothing to do with that machlokas. One could argue that no, tashbisu is a kiyum essay, and still you have the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to whether the kiyum essay is b'chol davar, even mifar v'zera l'ruach, or whether it's dafka b'sreifa based on gzeira shava of nosar. That ha'ara min chasinuch is against the chiddush of Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim in Paragala Falaf Gimel, Avilchus Chametz Matzah, writes that this question, whether tashvisu is a kiyum essay, or whether it is an iser essay, right? That's goof for the machlokes, Rabbi and the Chachamim. That's Reb Chaim's chiddush. If you assume like the Shita Sachachamim, that hashbasa is b'chol davar. Chaim writes that means it's an iser essay. There's no formula for the act of biur. It doesn't have to be done in any prescribed way. Why? Because our concern is the bottom line, that you rid your house any possession of chametz. Good. That's all that's necessary. Whether you do it in manner A or B or C, it's an iser essay agavra. Hashem, can if you hold that ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa? You see, it's not an iser essay. You can see to it that you don't have any chametz whatsoever, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah tashbisu. Right? It's a kiyum essay b'cheftza, that you have to destroy the chametz ayidei biur, just as sreifas nosar. And with that, Reb Chaim answers the difficulty of the Rambam, that the Gemara later in Pesachim, and Dab Tzarehei Mar Aleph, tells us that there's no malchus for Bal Yoram Bayimatzin. Why is that true? The girsa that we have in the Gemara is because, after all, it's a lav hanitek l'asei. Good, there's an issur of Bal Yoram Bayimatzin. But if a person violates Bayimatzin, now what? So just as there's no malchus on gzela because of a heshiv is a gzela shogozel, so therefore our girsa in the Gemara is that there's no malchus for Bal Yoram Bayimatzin because there's an essay of tashbisa. That's what we have in the Gemara. That's the Shitas HaTosos explicitly. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, Halacha Chagimel, writes this Chiddush, that yes, there's no Malchus for Bal Yoram Bayimatzin, but not because it's a Lav HaNitek L'Asei. The Rambam's reason is because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh. Right? You sat back, you did nothing, you failed to rid your house of Chametz. It's a Lav She'ein Bo Ma'aseh. And then the Rambam writes his great Chiddush, that if the reason is because a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So it depends on what you did. In most circumstances, you sat back, you did nothing, you failed to rid your house of chametz. Good. That's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. However, if a person acquires chametz on Pesach, kona chametz on Pesach, if a person will go ahead and cause chametz, he'll bake his cake, his chal on Pesach. So in such a case, the Rambam writes, there's malchus daraisa. Because after all, you violated the kumesei. Those are two chiddushim of the Rambam. Chiddush number one, that the reason there's no malchus is because of ein b'maisa. And chiddush number two is that if you violate the lav she'ein b'maisa actively, al yedei maisa, it's in such a case, you get malchus. We discussed this in the past as well. That's the Tzos and Simen Nun Beis. Three shitas in the Rishonim. Is that really true? That whether something is called lav she'esh b'maisa or ein b'maisa depends on bottom line, what you did. Or maybe one should argue very differently, that if something does not require a ma'isa, that is always called a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. The fact that you happen to do so actively, that's irrelevant. A lav that does not demand an action, that is called a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. That's what many Rishonim assume. That's the Sefer Chinuch writes explicitly in Shin Mem Dalet. Anything that doesn't require an act is called a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. You happen to do it al yedei ma'isa? Good. Your hechatimtza, right, is not relevant in order to classify the lav as being a lav she'esh bo ma'isa or as being a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. So chiddush number one of the Rambam, the Bal Yoram Bayimatzin, no malchus because a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. So Chaim is very bothered. You can only come on to chiddush number two of the Rambam, that if you do so al yedei ma'isa, you'll get malchus. Malchus daraisa. If, in fact, you assume that's the only p'tur. But what about the reason of nitek l'asei? If it's a lav hanitek l'asei, you should never get malchus, regardless of whether it's al yedei ma'isa or ein b'ma'isa. So how does the Rambam just simply ignore that gemara? Dav tzarihei? So Reb Chaim writes that, no, this is all the shitasei. In order to label something as a lav, which is nitek le'esei, Reb Chaim suggests that the essay has to be a kiyum essay b'chefetz. It cannot be an iser essay. What does a kiyum essay mean? That a person has violated the lav, and the Torah says the fulfillment of this essay will rectify. It will be menatek the lav. No, a person has no sir, but eish tisrofu is menatek the lav. A person steals. The kiyum essay, the heishiv es hegzer shagazal, that is menatek, that serves as a kapara, that undoes the los essay. If something is an iser essay, can that exempt you from alkas? An iser essay makes it worse, no? A person eats nevela. In addition to eating nevela, he also violates the iser essay Tosu says of vizavachta. No, any havamina that is menatek the law. If you assume that Tashvisu is an Isser essay, that means terrible. That when a person has chametz in his rishus, in addition to violating Bayram by Matzeh, he also was mevatel essay of Tashvisu. Tashvisu in no shape or form is considered to be a kiyum essay. So how does the Gemara suggest that it's a lav hanitek l'essay? So Reb Chaim comments that that sugya, Pesachim, and Apsari Heim and Aleph, is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. That's not so simple, that line of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, take a look in the Gemara. That whole sugya is Rabbi Yehuda. Take a look in that Gemara. It's not so obvious at all that the Gemara is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Chaim doesn't simply suggest, as an ukimta, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Chaim writes, it's clear that sugya in Avtzari Hei is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's Mufurish. But take a look. Over Pesach, take a look. See if it's Mufurish. Avtzari Hei, that's like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Chaim writes, Geraldik. No, but not Aliba de Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa, ein achinami, it's not just an iser essay. It's a kiyum essay, b'cheftza. Then you can argue that ein achinami, then it's a lav hanitek l'essay. But the Ram does not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ram passes like chacham hashbasas b'chol davar. In which case there's no possibility at all of arguing that this is an example of a lav hanitek l'essay. And therefore, if you want to exempt Malkus, you have to fall back on the reason of Ein B'Maisa. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That good. So if you do it Al Yedei Maisa, in fact, one will get Malkus. There are many other terutzim also to this kasha. If you look in the Shar HaMelech, in the Chascham Etzematz, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Shar HaMelech writes the following Chiddush. This would mean, right, not like that Girs in the Gemara, that Tzadi, hey, there are two yourselves. That alav hanitek l'essay means that the entire purpose of the mitzvah essay is simply a response to the veiras alav. Heishivis hagzer shogozo. Very mistaber, no? The Torah is telling you what to do now, but you violated the law. Terrible. You violated the Yisrael of Gezel, heishivis hagzer shogozo. That's true in Tashbisu. The purpose of this pasuk of Tashbisu from Avateichem is what to do if a person terrible, right, violated Israel's essay. It's not true. Under normal circumstances, you fulfill the kiyum essay of Tashbisu without any aviras halav. Now, the mitzvah of Tashbisu precedes the Israel's essay. Now, Pashab Shat and the Pasuk, excuse me, Machlokas Rishonim, but Pashab Shat and the Pasuk, Bayram by Matse only starts on Pesach, Shivas Yamim. The Rabban understands the Shitas Rambam that there's an Isser by Rambam by Matzah and Erev Pesach, Echatzos Velech. Rashi's Mufurish, the beginning of Psalkin. That there's an Isser Dereser by Rambam by Matzah and Erev Pesach, Echatzos Velech. Unbelievable. Rover Shonim assumed, oh, not true at all. The Isser by Rambam by Matzah is on Pesach itself. In the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, is prior to that point. The Shar Melech writes, that's not called a Lav Nitek, let's say, that's called a Lav Sheh Kidmu Essay. A Lav Sheh Kidmu Essay. The essay precedes the lav. The essay is not at all in response to the averus halav. The Shalom Al compares it, for example, a person, let's say, finds himself, right, in a state of tumma in the mikdash. So what does he have to do? Yishalach min ha-machana. He has to go out. That's a lav nitek l'essay. No. Mikan l'haba. No. What do you do now? This is not being menatek the lav in any shape or form. Maybe the same thing is true of Tashbisu. For 3 days, I had chametz and a mishus, I violated by Rabbi Matzeh. He asked me what to do. Get rid of it. Why get rid of it? Because by getting rid of it, you have rectified l'mafreya the veiras alav. Who says? You're obligated to get rid of your chametz. You know why? Because failure to do so, you will continue to violate this Rabbi Rabbi Matzah. This Rabbi Rabbi Matzah is not just Pesach and the first day of Pesach. It continues. So therefore, of course, you're obligated to engage in biur. But who says that in any shape or form that's meant not take the essay? And therefore, perhaps it's not Leav Nitek L'Essay at all. Rav Slavichik suggested at the beautiful terrace to this Rambam that maybe both reasons are necessary. You need the reason of Leav Nitek L'Essay, and you also need the reason of Ein Bo Maaseh. The Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Temura, writes the following chiddush. Temura is a somewhat unusual case that there's Malkus Daraisa. Malkus Daraisa in the Isser of Temura. Even though it's done just Al Yedei Dibur, right? I have one animal that has a Kedusha Saguf, and I attempt to switch, right, and say that this animal should be Zeh Tachazeh. So the Pasuk says, if you do so, Husmrasi Yekodesh. The Gemara says that there's Malkus on the Lav of Temura. That's the first mission of Masechus Temura. There's Malkus. How can there be Malkus? Question number one. Isn't it Ein Bo Maaseh? All I do is say Zetach Hazeh. Right, so that's a shir we discussed in the past. Is Dibur considered to be a Maaseh? Is Dibur not? Tosus has a whole discussion, right, in the beginning of Shur Shtayim. Right, Shurus and Daf Chav, Tosus says that type of Dibur is called a Maaseh. If I make a Shur, Lo Achalti, I didn't eat, that's Ein Bo Maaseh. But Tosus says here, this is a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maaseh. Why? Because this is called the Dibur Dika'avid Maaseh. No? Here, it's not just Dibur. As a result of my statement, this animal has now a chalos hektish. That's a chiddush that also says that dibur sometimes is Ein Bo Maaseh, sometimes is Yesh Bo Maaseh. It all depends on whether it has a concrete, a tangible effect. Tosus compares it to the sugya in Bav Metzia Daf Tzadi of Chasma B'Kol. Osaksam Shor B'Dishi. You can't muzzle an animal. What happens if I muzzle the animal, not by putting a brace on it, but yelling at the animal? The animal's trained. If I yell at it, it won't eat. Rabbi Yochanan says, you get Malkus Daraisa. Chasm Bokol. Why is that true? Tosa says, that's not Dibur. That is Dibur de Kavin Maisa. As a result of your words, Dibur is simply just a vehicle. It's a means to an end. It's a way of muzzling the animal. It's a way of creating a Chalos Hekdish. No, that's not called Ein Bo Maaseh. That's called Yesh Bo Maaseh. When is Dibur called a Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh? Shvur. I make a Shvur Daraisa I didn't eat yesterday. Right, so there's no Malkus, right? It's a Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh. So Meimar is an example, Tosa says, of a Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh. But the Rambam writes the following kasha. Still, how can you get Malkus? Isn't it a Lav Nitek L'Essay? It's the Rambam's kasha. Isn't a Lav Nitek L'Essay? After all, what happens? Lo Yachlifin of Yomer. Who's Smrasi Yekodesh? Lav Nitek L'Essay? So the Rambam has two terutz. One terutz of the Rambam is it's not called Lav Nitek L'Essay because you have to learn a little bit more about Temura. The Lav and Essay don't always go together. There's certain times that you can violate the Lav without the essay of Husmrasi HaKodesh, and therefore the Lav and Essay are viewed independently. Then the Rambam gives a second tera, it's unbelievable. No, it is a Lav and Nitek L'Essay. At the punchline of the Rambam, there are two Lavim. Lo Yachli Fenu V'lo Yomir. Lo Yachli Fenu V'lo Yomir. That's the Rambam writes, unbelievable. Of course it's Lav and Nitek L'Essay, Husmrasi HaKodesh. So the essay will cancel, will be menatek, a single lav. But you still have one lav that's left. So for that, you get Malkus. The very beginning of Tosus and Temura. Now raises the following suffix. The Mishnah says there's Malkus and Temura. How many sets of malchus? One or two? No? Lo yachti finav lo yamir. One set of malchus, two sets of malchus. Poshup shat, these are two terusim, the Rambam. The Rambam writes one malchus, according to that second teretz, because enachin ami, it is a lav nitek lasei as far as one love is concerned, but you have the remaining love. So Slavetcha suggested the following chiddush, that nu, huha dinami, ba yiram ba yimatzei. The Rambam writes, a person's konach hametz pesach, he gets malchus. How many malchus do you get? One set or two sets? If you assume that Baal Yeram Baal Matzei is not Nitek, let's say the Chiddush of Chaim is Seresei according to the Rambam Shita, so you're going to get Malkus for Baal Yeram Baal Matzei. One could argue, right? Two sets of Malkus. That's like Tosus and Sefik, being a Tamura. You have a Kefa Halav. One Malkus, two Malkus. Here the Rav suggested the following Chiddush that no, that's again, Tzani Hei. Lav nitek lesei inachinami. One lav is cancelled because of esi detashbisum. But you still have other esi to contend with. What's the ptur? So that's the chiddush the Rambam writes, that for that you have to come on to lav shein b'maisa. And what's the nafkamina? If a person will be konach hametz pesach al yedei maisa, so now, yes, inachinami, there's one set of malchus for one of the isurim. Hatav, Ba'yiram, ba'yimase. Maybe that's the chiddush in the Rambam Shita. So again, the Minchas Chinuch begins with this issue: as to what extent is ba'yiram ba'yimase considered to be an iser esei, kiyum esei? Suggest that's the machlokis Rashi and Tosfos. Reb Chaim suggests that's the machlokis Tanoim. But a fundamental machlokis Rashi and Tosfos, whether one fulfills the mitzvah of Tashbisu, through Bittul, according to Rashi, yes. According to Tosus, no. It's simply Mitam Hefker. The Ramban raises several cautions against the Shita of Tosus. But how can you assume that Hefker is the vehicle, that Bittul is Mitam Hefker? How does that work? First, the Ramban writes the following. Is Hefker Chal immediately? We normally assume that it is, no? Not for us right now, but we assume that that's one of the nafkaminas between Hefker as opposed to Yeush. No? Hefker, we usually assume, is Chal Miyad. Yeush, right, is Ad Asi, the Rishu Zoche. Yeush is only Chal Achar Zman. When someone else now will be Kone, then the Kinin will in fact kick in. Hefker and Yeush in a certain sense are considered to be at opposite halachos. Hefker usually is chal miyad, Yeush is chal achar zman, meaning b'shas kinyan. Hefker is chal nedaber shibreshuso. No? I own something. I can be mafker it. Yeush, right, that's the chiddush of the nesivus, is only a daber she'eino b'shuso. Yeush is a detail within aveda, no? Aveda. It's mashlim the shame avud. I've lost something, a shli, but it's in a brishusi. Right? If I'm miyayish, so in such a case, I give up the rights to the shli. Right? The Ramban writes his chiddush that yeyush is not chal and a davar shebrishuso. Right? I'm looking, I can't find this object. Right? And I'm miyayish, and there it is, it's in front of my nose. Right, it's sitting there in my house. Right, the Yeush is not Chal. There's no Yeush in a Dabar Shebrishuso. Yeush and Hefker are considered to be very, very different concepts. No? So Yeush we normally assume is Chal Achar Zman B'Shas Kinyan. Right, it empowers, it entitles someone to be Kona. Hefker, we discussed, either Hakna, Siluk, right, Chal Miyad. The Ramban points out not everyone agrees to that. Ramban quotes the Shitra of Yossi, that writes that Hefker is Kamatana. And even when it comes to Hefker, it's Ad da Asi l'Rishus Zoche. I can be Miayish, but Ein Achinami. It's not his until he's Kone. I'm Mafker something. It's not his until he acquires. So how is that applicable when it comes to Chametz Pesach? The Ramban writes. How is that going to work according to Rabbi Yossi? that hefker is adas l'vshu zoche, your mafkir chametz, it's still yours until someone else acquires it. And you're going to buy that bayna by matzeh, unless mamish someone comes and takes it for himself. And furthermore, the Ramban is bothered by Tosus's kasha, the Gemara Nedarim daf mem hei, hefker requires shlosha. Or, for example, dibur. Is dibur necessary when it comes to hefker? No. Tosa said the following chiddush: that bifnei shlosha is needed the rabbanon, but midarais there is no need. But don't you need dibur for hefker? Don't you need dibur? A person, let's say, is mafker something belibo. Isn't that called varm shabalei v'inim dvarim? So that's unusual. On the one hand, no one has to hear it, but you must express it, must be articulated. Philosophy, no? So it's necessary. No? You have to say it, even though that ain't a chinami. Empirically, there's no one there who will hear you do so. Otherwise, Ram Shablai Vin Antvari. That's a Ksos writes about Mechila, for example, no? That is Licha Balev, Ram Shablai Vin Antvari. And what about Hashbasa? What about Tashbisu? That's exactly what Rashi writes, no? Rashi is quoting Lashon HaGemara, Hashbasa Balev Hi Hashbasa. That's what the Ran discusses in the Tesmud Beis, the Daf Yerichim Sachim. That whether Tashbisu Bito requires Amira, Lahotzi Bisvasa, or whether Hashbasa Balev is even Chal. Pashab Shad, it's Chal, Hashbasa Balev. The Gemara says, Hi Hashbasa. The Ran writes one possibility in the Tesmud Beis, in the Daf Yerichim Sachim, that no, that Sarach Lahotzi Bisvasa, that Eino Tzarech Hashmiel Lozna. You don't have to hear yourself doing it, but you have to articulate it, because if you don't articulate, it's mamish drum shablev in andvarim. Ramban writes, that's not right. Hashbas is chabalev. So hefker is not chabalev. Bittul is chabalev. So how can you say that bittul works? Mitam hefker? Or the Ramban writes the following kasha. What happens if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos? So when do you do the bittul, the kol chamira? On Shabbos. So how can you do it on Shabbos? Isn't that an isser? No? You're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. The sugya based on the aflam above. Mekach or memkar, buying and selling, the chiddush, the Ramban assumes even hefker is asr on Shabbos. So how can you do an act of bittul on Shabbos? No, that's the Ramban's kasha. That may hinge on what we discussed, right? If hefker is only an act of siluk, right? You're not acquiring any right, but renouncing a right. Is that really true? That renouncing bailus is an isser of mekach or memkar on Shabbos. The Miri writes in Shabbos, Navkuchav Zayin Mabez, that's not asr. Menachem Mezembe has a piece in Simon Chav Gimel about this issue. Is hefker included in mekach memkar? Which is an issue. Is that included in this Sudra Rabbanan of Kinyanim on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Do you mafkir something? So Rabban writes, obviously, yes. That's not true. Either it's never included in this, sir. Maybe this is an example of a Kinyan L'Tzarech Mitzvah. That's the Ramban's kasha. So if you assume that Bittul is not Mitam Hefker, how does Bittul work? So how does that work? It doesn't work by virtue of Kinyane Mama. That would not be sufficient for Kinyane Mama. You can't be Misalik, you can't be Makne, just believe. And here all of a sudden, right, that mental state is enough? How does that work? How does that work? So the Ramban writes a beautiful, beautiful chiddush. There's something quite unusual about Chametz HaPesach. And that is that Chametz HaPesach is Asr Ba'achila and it's Asr Ba'hana. It's Neser. The Chavetz is Shel Yisr. So there's a built-in paradox to the Isr of Bayram by Matzah. How can the Torah say that Chametz is Asr Ba'achila and Asr Ba'hana, and at the same time, you're not allowed to own it? Even furthermore, Shelcha Iyataron. Avala Torah Shalachayrim. Now the Gemara Daf Hamad Beis. The only Yisra by Rabbi Matze is chametz that you possess. Technically speaking, do I own something which is absolutely nesar? It's asr ba'achil and asr ba'ana. Is there bailus in Yisuri Hana'a? The Ramban assumes no. Bailus means some utility. I can take this, I can do something with it. If the chefts is nesar, how can you own it? For example, the Ritva writes in Sukkah, that Flamin Hay, if you have an esruk shal arla, goes to Shitas Arayvet, an esruk shal arla. So it's asr ba'achil, asr ba'ana. It's not called lachem. It's not yours. If it would be mine, being no to Lubin Esrog is not a violation. Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Nitnu. That's not called being nene from Orla. But the Ravid writes, it's not lachem. If the chetz is neser, it's not yours. This is what the Ksos discusses in Simin Tavav. To what extent there's any element of bailus. Anisri Hana, the Ran in the Dharam writes explicitly on Daf Pei Hei. If something is shalisir, there's no bailus. The Tosefta writes in Perakei of Kilayim, there's no isir of gezel and kilay hakerim. Someone grows kilayim. It's absolutely nesar. Lashon HaTosefta is mutar mishum gezel. What does it mean? It's nesar. There's no bailus in Yisrihanu. That's the kasha that the Ramban writes. So how can the Torah say that you cannot own your chametz when the chetz is entirely nesar? So the Ramban writes, this is not my kasha. This is exactly the chiddush of the Gemara. That shnei dvarim eino b'rshuso shel adam v'as l'akaso kila b'rshuso. That's exactly what the Ramban writes. That's what the Gemara tells you. This is a chiddush. My animal does damage. No, I'm obligated. I'm obligated to watch. Shmira of my shore. What about my boar? I own my boar. If I own the boar, no problem. I can dig a pit in my yard. Boar is chayev rishus harabim. So how can I be chayev for the boar? If it is something that I do not own, or maybe you'll tell me you're chayev for b'chiyiftaf, b'chiyichre, for the psicha sabor, for the kriya sabor. What's lashon apostle? You know why I'm obligated to pay? Baal habor yishalim, kesev yoshi levav. Good. Baal habor yishalim. Pretty great chiddush. I'm chayev b'toras. Baal habor. No. Interesting chiddush. When it comes to Aish, for example, the Torah doesn't say I'm chayev because I'm the Baal HaAish. Right? Shalom Yishem HaMavir Sabira. When it comes to Bor, right, I'm chayev b'toras b'aylim. That's a pretty interesting finish, no? Rav Gustav in the Kuntzeishim has 50 pages of this finish. No? The Torah says Baal HaBor Yishalim. Right? Where there's no bailus. It's B'shus HaRabim. Baal HaBor Yishalim. Shidduch Betzis writes, otherwise I would have said it's a grama. What did I do? I dug the pit, and you just walked right into it. No? Isn't that a grama b'nizakin? Achidish the Pasuk says, Yechai v'toras bailim, baal abor yishalein. I'm not bailim in terms of dini mamonos. That's exactly what the Gemara says. I'm sachim b'vakama, the shnei dram eno shushusa shaladom, basa kasav kila b'shusa. What does that mean? Bor b'shusa rabim. That's the Chiddush. There's a din by them despite the fact that in Dina Mamonos it's not yours. And the other exception is Chametz of Pesach. Your chayev for Bayram by Matzeh shalcha iatara despite the fact that the chetz is nesha. Unbelievable. So the Ramban writes the following Chiddush. In terms of Dine Mamanos, this chametz is not yours. It's Nesar. It's Asr Bachi. It's Asr Bahana. That's why you don't need formal Hefker for Bittul. If I own something, I have Kinyane Mamon, I can't just simply, right, in my mind, assume that this isn't something I no longer desire. That's nothing. Bittul b'lev cannot be mafkia kinyanei mamon. The Chiddush Ramban writes is on Chametz of Pesach, you don't have kinyanei mamon. Whole chefetz is nesar. So what does the pasuk mean when it says shalcha iataroi? What does it mean? Your chametz, not yours in terms of dinei mamonos. Yours in terms of what? Right? So the Lashon HaRamban is who wrote se b'kiyuma, nichale b'kiyuma. Unbelievable. No? Chametz that you desire, that you have a vested interest, that you desire that it be maintained, that is lecha. That is shalcha. Not in terms of dinei mamonos, kinyanei mamon. Nichal b'kiyuma is sufficient for the din bailim of shalcha taroa. Iyatra taroa shem v'chashalachem v'shal gavol. That's the chiddush, the Ramban. So you know what bittul is, the Ramban writes. Bittul does not work midin hefker. Bittul is insufficient imafkiyat kinyani mamon. You know what bittul is? Lo nichal b'kiyuma. That's the Ramban writes. I have absolutely no desire for chametz whatsoever. I have no vested interest in this chametz. Lo nichle b'kiyuma. That's the chiddush, the Ramban. That's why for kinyanim mamon dibur is necessary. B'kinyan shlosh is necessary. Kinyanim, it's asur on Shabbos. Here, it's just simply a statement. Lo nichle b'kiyuma. That's not an isur nekach o memkar on Shabbos. That doesn't require shlosha, and the hashbasa b'leiv is chal, hashbasa b'leiv hi hashbasa without any dibur whatsoever. That's the beautiful chiddush, the Ramban. That's how right, the beer works. Whole concept of tashbisu, tevatlun. This is the Rambam sheet. You know that, like Rashi. That is the fulfillment of. That mindset of lonich libiki yomo. Dr. Rambam writes a pretty unbelievable chiddush. The Gemara Pesachim and Av Zayin discusses why is it that the bracha is al biur chametz? Why al biur chametz? Al normally is like l'sha'ava, no? When a mitzvah is done and the bracha is afterwards achar asiyasa, then you make a bracha of al. Whenever brach is lehaba, so therefore the prefix of lamed is used. So that's what the Gemara discusses. Why is it that the nusach habrach is al biur chametz, not levayur chametz? In poshup shat the Gemara, in simple reading of the Gemara, is enochinami. You want to make a brach of levayur chametz? Fine. That one is even allowed to make the brach of al biur chametz. The Rambam writes a very great chiddush, nachos brachos, in Perkei Aleph, halacha tezvav. The Rambam writes that this is a further example, unbelievable, of a bracha la'achar asiyasa, tefilas hager. You can't make the bracha before. It's not Jewish yet. The bracha is la'achar gerus, la'achar asiyasa, al. Tosa suggests al netilas yadayim, la'achar asiyasa. The Rambam writes, al bir chametz, it's la'achar asiyasa. How is it la'achar asiyasa? Because the Rambam writes the key of tashbisa is hashbasa b'leiv, he hashbasa. That mindset, right? That lo nichli b'kiyumo. That's it. That's hashbasa. No, that's the chiddush of the Rambam. So therefore, the bracha that you're making, right, is very lachar asiyasa. That the person sits, he's determined, he's going to search his house, any chametz that he finds, right. It's going to destroy. The Ram writes that or itself. Right? There's an act of tashbisa. And the bracha in achinami is la'achar asiyasa. This machlokes between Tosus and the Ramban is relevant for another area as well. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim Daf Hei Amud Beis that a shomer is chayiv for bayir on bayir matzah. I don't have to actually own the chametz. Right, in the full sense of kinyan. But even a shomer is chayiv as well. Shomer is chayiv for Bayram Bayram. What's very unclear from the Gemara is what type of shomers that we're referring to. What degree of Kabbalah Sakrayis is necessary that I should be obligated by Rabbi Watson? So, three possibilities, 3 days in the Rishon. This is already a suffix the Rush raises. Msachim, Paragalef, and Simindam. One possible shita. This is the shita of the Gaonim, the shita of Rashi, the shita of the Ramban. Is even a Shomer Chinam. Even a Shomer Chinam. It's chayiv for Bayram by Matzim. The other extreme is Tosus Asita. Tosus writes in Bava Metzia and Daf Pei Beis and Lebeis, and in Shvuas and Daf Mendalit, only a Shoel is chayiv for Bayram by Matzim. Shoel. In the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Alach Gimel, Alach Dalet, Lushamit Samatza, is a split shita. Shomer Sachar. Three shitas in the Rishon. Before we get to the Rambam shita, what about the extreme positions? Tosus, Shoel. The shita of the Ramban, Shomer Chinam. Lachor, that's what shita say. If you're going to argue, like the Ramban does, that Baal Yeram by Matzeh is not dependent on Kinyanei Mamon, because the Chetz is Nesar, Lashon Ramban, Yisuri Hana Eino Mamon. So therefore, the Shelcha, in this context, means Nichle Bekiyuma. I have a vested interest that this Chamesh should be maintained. It fits in very well. Rashi Shita, Ramban Shita, the one day in the Gonim of the Rush. Shomer Chinam is good enough. Minimal Kabbalah Sachrayas is sufficient. Nichli B'kiyumo. Rashi even writes an unbelievable Chiddush, Himsach Nav Heim Abayis. The Gemara Shel Cha Ia Taroa, Abla Taroa Shel Acherim. Acherim. That's a pretty unusual term. Acherim. What does that mean? You know what Rashi says? Means shel nachri, a guy. A guy. Pab shoshan Rashi, if I have chemtzel shel Yisrael in my rishus, I'm chayiv for that. It's only chemtzel shel nachri. I don't have any kinyani mamon in that chametz, but if that's not necessary, all you need is nichli b'kiyumo. Rashi writes that's enough to buy barma by matzeh. And what about Tosus Hashita? Tosus maintains that no, it works midin hefker through Gidrei Mamon. So Tosus assumes a great Kiddush when it comes to a Shomer. The only type of Shomer that will be chayv and bayram by Matzeh is the type of Shomer that has Kinyanim. The only Shomer that has Kinyanim is a Shoel. No? That's what Tosus writes in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph. There's a world of difference between a Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar on the one hand as opposed to a Shoel. A Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar, it's a Chiyuv Shmira. What is your responsibility? To watch, to prevent. Good. Prevent Pshia, prevent Gneva Vaveda. What is the responsibility of the Shoel? To prevent what? An Ones Gamor? Shoel's Chayv Onsin. How in the world can you be Chayv Onsin? The answer is, because the Shoel has Kinyanim. He's Nichnas Tachas Abaylim. A Gana for a Gazan is Chayiv B'Kinyanim. He has Kinyanim Gzela. He's obligated to return the object. If anything happens, an Ones Gomer that would have occurred, even if the Chayfetz was still Rishus HaNigzal, the Gazan is Chayiv. That's what Tosus points out as the Chiddush of a Shoel. You can't have a Chiyuv Shmira to prevent an Ones Gomer. It was the responsibility of the Shoel to prevent the earthquake, to prevent the hurricane. Why is he obligated? Because if you're the Baal HaChefetz and something is destroyed in Ones Gomer, you still suffer a loss. Nichnas Tachas Abaylim. Tosus writes the Chiddush that the only type of Shomer that's chayav for Bayram by Matzeh is one who is Nichnas Tachas Abaylim. If you sin like the Ramban, Nichle B'Kiyumo, it's not true at all. Minimal shmir is considered to be sufficient. And what about the Rambam Shita? The Rambam, who on the one hand writes the brachas la'achar asiyasa, because it's Rashi Shita, the Ramban Shita, nichlel nichlel b'kiyumo. L'chor, you would have expected the Rambam to say that any shomer is fair for by Rambam. That's even a case of a shomer chinam. And yet, the Rambam requires a higher degree of shmira. Shmira shomer safar. Why is that true? So the Meiri writes a fascinating chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik also suggests this chiddush, but it's found in the Meiri. That's sugim safar, payma based above Maralim. We already learned even earlier, no? The Rambam has a very interesting shita regarding shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is only chayiv for pshia, for everything else he's part of. So we're used to assuming that both a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar, right, have a chiyuv shmira. It's just a different degree of shmira. Shomer chinam, right, a shmira gerua, a shomer sachar, a shmira meula, a shmira limta. We discussed at length, given after Yinshei. The Rambam writes a fascinating chiddush. The Shomer Chinam is only chai for Pshia. And the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Apostirus, you know why? Because Poshea Maziku. Unbelievable. Poshea Maziku. That means the Shomer Chinam does not have any active Chiv Shmir at all. Of course he has to avoid being Poshea. You know why the Rambam writes? Because if he's Poshea, that's tantamount to Hezek. L'may nafkamina Poshea Maziku, the Rambam writes a pretty incredible chiddush. That even though we have so many psukim that exclude Avodim in Karkin Shtoros from Shmira, the Rambam writes that's only true of Shomer Sachar, for example. Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam is only Chayiv and Pshia, but Torah's Mazik. There's no Ptur of Mazik. Mazik Karka. Mazik Avodim. Mazik Shtoros. There's no Ptur. The Rambam writes an unbelievable Chiddush. Shomer Chinam is Chayiv for Pshia Sakarka. Unbelievable. Rabbi can't believe it. That should be true. It's possible to have, right, Shmira HaKarka, as long as you're dealing with Pshia, because Poshem Azeku. So that's a Chiddush. The Rambam assumes that Chiyuvei Shmira then really begin with Shomer Safar. That's the positive Chiyuv Shmira. Shomer Chinam just has to prevent Hezek. And if he fails to do so, if he's Poshea, it's tantamount to Mazik. So perhaps that's what Shitas say. That's what the Miri suggests. That in order to consider it shelcha, you need some assumption of shmira. It can be minimal, but you need some assumption of shmira. And why is the shomer chinam insufficient? Because at the shitase, the Rambam writes, al pidin, the shomer chinam is chayiv b'toras mazik, not b'toras shomer. That's the kasha of the Rav, why is there a p'tur than a balavimo when it comes to pshia? Pshia b'bailin. There's no p'tur of balavimo when it comes to mazik. That's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. So these are three Shitas regarding Shomer, but that should revolve around this particular issue. Right? To what extent it works mitin hefker kinyani mamon, to what extent is it considered to be l'nechle b'kiyumo? The Gon points out, halach l'maisa, the Rama writes in Tafla Medalid, that the bittul should only be done la'achar sreifa. Because you should fulfill the mitzvah of biur of sreifa b'chametz shalo, chametz which is in fact yours. If a person will say the kol chamira first, and he's mafker everything, if subsequently he burns it, so he's burning chametz that is no longer his. So the Bir HaGrod says a comment. That's the sheet of Tosos. The bitter works mitam hefker. And therefore, make sure that you're going to be sorry for the chametz, which is in fact yours. And to the best of your knowledge, that's all the chametz that you have. Then afterwards, right, you can do this act of hefker. But not to do so before, because we want the key mitzvah of biur to be the chametz, which is shalom. Right, our nusach of kol chamira, right, incorporates both shittos. Right? First he mentioned the bittul, right? That's the shita of Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban. And then we add the shita Tosa, so they have a hefker, a kafra dara. First act of bittul, and then a lahavi hefker. And that's the machlokes of Rashi and Tosa. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. Okay, so.